Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you this week's Insurance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. On the domestic front, a report from the Insurance Council of Australia released last week makes for an alarming read. In the last financial year, the country has seen a skyrocketing 73% rise in extreme weather-related insurance claims. This has culminated in a staggering total of 156,802 claims, with losses amounting to $2.19 billion. Despite hiking up premiums, insurers' profitability shows a stark decline, falling from $5 to a mere $1.50 per $100 in premiums over the past 10 years. Major weather events like Cyclone Jasper and the storms over Christmas have taken their toll on the industry's finances, pointing to flooding as a major risk. The council is throwing down the gauntlet, calling upon the government to adopt strategic planning and resilience measures to cushion the blow of these core threats and make insurance more affordable. Speaking of change, insurers are also being encouraged to adapt to the booming AI revolution. According to a recent report from global tech firm Hyper Exponential, underwriters spend around 3 hours a day wrestling with manual data input, and the vast majority of actuaries need over a month to formulate new pricing models. As it stands, only about 1 in 5 feel that their current technology aids in optimal data-driven decisions. Hyper Exponential CEO Amrit Santharasinghan fervently believes that adopting modern pricing technology can offer a much-needed boost to productivity and cooperation. Insurer, it seems, needs to move with the times and embrace these technological advances. Unfortunately, not all insurance stories have a happy ending. Earlier this month, a man's claim for reimbursement from Chubb Insurance for his parents' canceled flights from Israel to Australia was turned down. The incident serves as a stark reminder about the precise language and rigid interpretations that are often invoked in such disputes. The flights had been canceled due to conflict-related disruptions, but Chubb dismissed the claim, citing policy exclusions on war and terrorism. The claimant believed that the cancellations were a result of a civil riot, but the Australian Financial Complaints Authority had the final say and ruled that the events qualified as terrorism. Rounding off our roundup, the industry watchdog, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, is urging insurers to plug critical cybersecurity gaps. In a sternly worded letter last week, APR's General Manager of Operational Resilience, Alison Bliss, insists on immediate action, pressing entities to thoroughly examine and rectify any deficiencies in privileged access management and security testing. The aim is to maintain financial stability and healthy risk profiles in the digital age. This is in step with the growing regulatory emphasis worldwide on bolstering cyber defenses in the face of rising threats. And that's it for this week's Insurance News Wrap. Be sure to check out Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au for your personal and business insurance needs. I'm Paige Estrotori. See you next week.